Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to my channel, where today we're going to do something a little different, but I believe it will be very helpful and supportive of the energies we're moving through now. We have a special series of stories coming your way from a book called Modern Heroine Soul Stories, 24 Real Women Soar Higher to Greater Healing, Forgiveness, Trust, and Strength. Now, this is a book project that I worked on from 2016 to 2017, and it has 24 women sharing with you some of their deepest struggles and unexpected life developments. And if you are going through anything intense, significant, big right now in your life, it's my intention to read these chapters to you to have a sense of connection, to hear wisdom, and also know that you're not alone. So I'll be releasing a few of these chapters from this book. Important to note that this book is 100% nonprofit, and we have been donating all book royalties to Women for Women International to support more people around the world, more women around the world, in improving their life stories too. I've been involved with Women for Women International for at least 4 years now as a monthly sponsor, but also as an ambassador and just someone who really believes in the work they're doing to improve the lives of women and families and communities. So it's important to know the intention behind this book is to literally improve other people's lives, whether that's you listening or someone far away in another country. And I hope that this story supports you in some way. This story is called She Follows Her Stars to Deeper Enlightenment. It's written by Dominique Jaramillo, and I, Molly McCord, will narrate the story for you. I call my first conscious experience of my true self my Popeye moment. This breakthrough occurred during an enlightenment intensive where I spent 3 days asking the question, who am I? After 2 days of alternating every 10 minutes between contemplation and asking the question of myself, and then sitting witness for another person's inquiry, I finally said, I don't know. I am what I am. Yes, it was that simple. I felt this surge come up from my gut, and before I knew it, I was bent over in bliss, holding my stomach, laughing hysterically. I remember walking around the retreat center that night, vibrating from head to toe. I laid on the grass, looking up at the stars, feeling totally connected to everything above and below me, and yet completely free and liberated. I was on a natural high, and I never wanted to come down. I finally had a visceral experience of God, universal love, and myself as that. I am what I am. But enlightenment is as fleeting as it is spontaneous. You can have a profound epiphany about who you are in a moment and be forever changed. But in order for a new truth to be fully realized and the benefits of it sustained in any real way in daily life, one must keep asking and moving through the layers of pain and struggle that come up to challenge that truth. When I was a young girl, I had two posters in my room. One said, loved to be loved, with hearts. And the other said, Aquarius, my sun sign, with a long list of characteristics of that zodiac sign. I liked a lot of those qualities, friendly, fun, independent, original, and some qualities didn't resonate with me at all. I wondered if one day I might become those other things, or if maybe it was all wrong and astrology was just the silly taboo most people thought it was. Or was I missing something? Because why wasn't the other poster in my room that touched me so deeply on the list of descriptions? From an early age, I was already seeking and asking the big questions. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? What is God? What is love? Until now, I had looked in all kinds of places outside of myself for the answers. I watched movies, explored traditional religions, studied the Kabbalah, and read endless books. I tested my worth through relationships and confronted my fears through adventures like skydiving. And 7 years before this life-altering experience of asking, who am I had moved across the country to Los Angeles in the hopes of fulfilling my childhood dream of becoming an actress. However, after struggling for about 5 years with very few successful moments, being heartbroken by a man I thought I might marry, and spending most of my time working at a local restaurant, I began feeling like a complete failure. I needed something to change, and fast. So I quit dating, quit acting, and quit waitressing. I got a typical 9-to-5 job, and for the first time in my life, I had a consistent income and a sense of security. I was learning new things I was good at, and I also had lots of free time on my hands. So when a friend suggested that I should take a class in something that interested me, the first thing that came to mind was astrology. As I began my studies, I immediately felt enlightened and validated by finally having the complete picture of my natal birth chart. I learned quickly that astrology goes way beyond the sun sign and that we are each a unique energy combination of the entire zodiac. The sun sign may hold the key to the soul's destiny and who we are becoming in this life, but the rest of the birth chart can indicate the type of terrain that we will be called upon to travel to get there. Everyone goes through the same planetary cycles throughout life, but we each experience them in different ways, positively or negatively, based on our unique personalities, level of self-awareness, and our personal choices. It became very clear to me why I had approached life the way I did, why I was way more emotional than your average Aquarius sun, and why love, family, learning, and constantly evolving were so important to me. This new knowledge of my universal blueprint refreshed, rejuvenated, and transformed me because as much as I loved acting, I no longer felt that it was my true purpose or path. I also felt quite empowered to know that my astrology chart did not dictate who I was or would be, but rather it was a priceless map that could assist me on the journey toward discovering, co-creating, and reaching my ultimate potential. Astrology further proved it could be a trusted guide when I looked back at my life choices from the perspective of how the planetary energies were in play with my birth chart at each moment. It verified the timing of why I made the huge move across the country to take a crack at my dream when I did. It verified why I wasn't successful and what pushed me to change directions when energies pointed to the opportunity for expansion through travel, higher learning, and spiritual growth. I jumped at the chance to take 2 trips to Europe in less than a year, started studying astrology, and joined a metaphysical group that used the Enlightenment intensives to invoke personal breakthroughs in short amounts of time. This awakening work culminated in my 4th Enlightenment intensive in 18 months. On day 4 out of 5, while asking the question, "What is love?" I had another breakthrough experience of myself that also came from the gut. I again found myself doubled over in my chair, holding my stomach. But this time, a sharp pain began building deep in my lower abdomen. "What is this?" I asked out loud. The pain increased and increased until I felt like I was being possessed by something. Without hesitation, I started yelling, "Get it out! Get it out of me!" I was overwhelmed with pain and sadness all at once and was pushing hard on my stomach. When the pain finally released, I just hung there for a while, holding and rocking myself like an innocent child, crying and saying, "Shh, it's okay. You're okay. It will all be okay." I slowly gathered myself, wiped away the tears, and sat up in my chair. I looked across and my intensive partner, who also was my best friend, and asked softly, "What the hell was that? I feel like I just gave birth." Her face was warm but neutral as she calmly said, "Thank you." When in the role of witness for another in an intensive, you are not to comment, judge, or give advice. A witness simply responds by showing appreciation for the sharing, which is why she told me, "Thank you." I guess I've been working so hard at trying to know thyself that it appeared to bring me back in this moment to the experience of my own birth. I was physically feeling my mom giving birth to me. As the days and weeks passed, I contemplated the meaning of that self-birth experience by studying the astrology charts of my parents for deeper understanding. I knew their history, but I had never really stopped to think about the circumstances under which I came into the world and the mark that it could have left on me. My father had essentially already left my mother for another woman before I was born. My mother was alone, hurting, heartbroken, and angry. It was a cold, snowy February afternoon, and I could only imagine the emotions reeling through her as the pain of childbirth began. She wanted me out so badly because she needed me, as I needed her to experience true, unconditional love. She already had my 3-year-old brother, but that had been different because when he was born, she and my dad were different people. Astrology once again came to my aid to help me understand why I would never be able to have the kind of relationship I wanted with my father. I laughed and cried at the same time with this new awareness. Emotionally, I had hung on to my mother's pain as my own pain all my life. I had deeply and unconsciously feared ever giving marriage or motherhood a chance, and now I understood why. My mother is a Cancer sun, the sign that rules the moon and motherhood. She was a proud mother and survivor who chose to leave a man and go it alone with 2 small kids in a time and culture where that wasn't done. She put us, her family, first, regardless of how hard the journey might have been. She was the epitome of sacrifice in the name of love. Looking back, my mother was always there for me in good times and especially in bad, supporting me, loving me, and encouraging me to always keep going and to follow my heart. This rebirth experience gave me the ultimate opportunity to know and be my true self. I could now separate myself from my parents, their story, and where I came from, and take real steps to build more honest, loving relationships with them both. I now knew my personal value and that I am the only one who determines my worth. I also knew I could do the same things my mother did if I was faced with similar hardships, because you do what you have to do in those situations to save your soul. I felt fortunate to save my soul through seeking and reliving the moment when my mom saved hers. My mother has been my greatest teacher, guide, and friend, and we continue to support each other every day. From that moment of revelation, my life was set on a new course. My heart was open, and I was free to write my own story. I began seriously studying astrology and gained more confidence and belief through experience of its service to daily life. Astrology instilled a new kind of love and compassion for myself and others and showed me what a powerful teacher and tool it can be. I was inspired to become an astrologer, so I could potentially give the same gift of self-knowledge and personal power to others that astrology gave to me. My life was transformed again when I married the man whom I had met on my first day of that 9-to-5 job years ago. He and I have spoken to each other every day for 3 years. The timing of our connection felt destined because the universe kept him in the shadows just long enough for me to really complete the enlightenment journey I was on in order to prepare me for our relationship. Once the divine timing was right, we wasted no time in moving forward. We got married, bought a home, and had a child. Having our son and becoming a mother myself was another experience of pure love that changed me forever. My son is a powerful Pisces soul, sign that rules spirituality and unconditional love, and he continues to bless us every day. Being a mother and wife has been more amazing and enlightening than I ever could have imagined. It is the biggest part of who I am in this life, and it makes me a better person in all areas of my life. I feel very blessed and proud that I found myself, found a true partner, and was able to create this beautiful life I am living. I also feel very grateful that I discovered astrology and have it to support me along the way. The cycle of life never stops, and the process of growth, self-actualization, and personal discovery never ends. Thank goodness. I just have to remember to always trust my gut. I am a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, an astrologer. I am all of these things and no thing at all. I am a soul in a body having a human experience. I am love. I am God. I am that. I am what I am. And this is Dominique's powerful story on understanding her energy, her gifts, and the role that obviously her mother and family played in helping her understand herself in this lifetime. This is just one chapter in our book. You can find more about the additional stories below this video, this podcast. And I'll be back to share with you some more chapters shortly with the intention of inspiring you, reminding you of your power and your choices, and knowing that you're never alone on this very wild ride that we're all on together. So thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.